Crane Enterprises.
Hi, is JD there?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, JD, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on some finance offers the bank mailed out to the business. We mailed out some finance offers. It was based on some financing you did with U.S. Bank Corp back in 2009.
Equipment finance.
So we had the business here pre-approved some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about 250K. So I just want to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you might need some finance.
I'm fine right now.
Are you good?
I'm at a beautiful spot. You won't like to hear it. See, I don't have a machine payment.
that's great.
That's a horrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that feels good, though, right?
Well, it does to me. It feels great. I haven't had a machine payment in 4 years. I'm like, how sweet it is.
That's awesome. And how's it running? Yeah. It's all good? There's nothing wrong with it?
Machinery salesman, he hates it, too.
He's like, you got to be
in debt. You need a new machine.
Yeah, you need a new one.
You need to borrow some money. And I'm like, yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it right now.
Sweet. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
One of these days, I'm probably going to have to, but not right now.
Not right now? Okay.
I gotta get ahead of the game.
Well, what type of machinery did you just pay off?
Well, what it is, CNC stuff.
Oh, CNC, okay.
Yeah, the Haas Machining Centers.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And who'd you guys usually go through when you financed?
Oh, well, U.S. Bancorp, I did quite a few of them. See, I got 11 of them.
Oh, wow.
Them all. A couple of them did direct with Haas, I think. The others were with that U.S. Bancorp.
Is U.S. Bancorp? And do you have a good relationship with them?
I tell you the truth, I haven't talked to him since I had that last machine.
Yeah.
I paid it off like 5 years ago.
Oh, great.
No, it was 5 years ago. Yeah, it was 2011 I paid it off. Well, late in the year. So.
And then how long do those machines typically last?
Oh, heck, I've got one that was made in 93.
Oh, wow. It's still kicking? Yeah. That's crazy.
It's not fast. It gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it, but it's paid for.
Yeah, exactly. It's making you money.
You look at a new one, 100K, it's like, I'll fix this one again.
Yeah. How much do those typically make you, like, those type of machines?
Return on them? You know what? I've never really stopped and thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, they pay for themselves. Oh, they pay for themselves, no doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no-brainer, yeah. The payments I had on them were like $1,000 a month, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it'd do that in a heartbeat.
It's
been a little slow for the past few years. And I'm
kind of
fortunate that I didn't have the payment, actually.
Yeah.
I went out and bought a building instead of a machine. So.
Oh, great. So you're expanding. That's great to hear.
Oh, yeah, that worked. That was the best deal. Rather than buy a machine, it was better to buy the building.
Was it cheaper to buy the building?
Well, 5 years ago it was.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, the buying the building was the same. It only increased my... from what I was paying in rent. Oh, not even the cost of a new machine. $1,000, something like that. Not even that much a month.
Wow.
About 5 years ago, and it's almost, gone up 50% in value or 35% in value, something like that.
Yeah, that's great. So that's a good, investment as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I still have the one for new machine, but I just don't really need it. So.
Yeah, you kind of just like, been...
Everybody wants a new toy,
Exactly, right? we do equipment finances, our bread and butter, we also do working capital, and we're able to free up...
I've never got into any of that. I've never done that. Don't go there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't like going there.
Yeah, I don't like going there. Just stick with the machines. That's
great. Right. Yeah, see, they pay for themselves. Our work capital together, that's another ball game.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a tool if you, had,
Absolutely. Well, sometimes
materials
you've got to do it, yeah.
Yeah. You had to deal with that.
I have a credit with the bank, so I've got about 60 there. So that if I have to, I can always work off of that.
Yeah, that's true. That's not bad. Is that with
That's Wells Fargo.
Oh, that's Wells Fargo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, we'd like to throw our hat in the ring and see if we can help you out.
Probably. Like I said, I'm going to be forced to here one of these days, but I just haven't had any. I mean, I bought a laser last year, but I just bought that personally.
Oh, yeah?
Got a personal note for that.
that's great.
It's a small, because it's only like $25,000.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right. Well,
you go down the road. I'm sure it will. I just not going to just yet. I need to.
Okay.
Oh, like last year was pretty bad. I think. So I
really.
As far as I'm concerned, I feel that I need to recoup. So before I do, I'm not going to go out on the limb there anywhere.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're getting busier too. So who knows? I might be forced to.
Yeah. And what is it exactly?
Do anything and everything. I mean. Stuff
yeah.
Fittings to other aircraft stuff. We do aircraft stuff too.
Oh wow.
Some of it's just fitting, some of it's motorcycle parts, some of it's car parts, some, you know, just... Some of it, I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Just a widget.
Just a widget, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. They give me a drawing and I make it.
That's awesome. So, do you get, like, these contracts, like, throughout the year?
No, they're not long. They're just, they order of parts. I just got one today. 400 mm-hmm. parts of this much.
Oh, and...
That kind of thing. And they give me a delivery date when they want them.
Oh, and they give you, like, drawings and everything, too? And you
they supply. It's their drawings. Yeah, I don't have to do that. I don't do the design work.
Oh, okay. That's good. Have you ever done that, or you just...
Oh, I've done enough of it. That's why I can do what I do. Look at their drawings and say, you know, your drawing's not right.
Yeah.
Didn't draw this right. They go, oh, you're right. Save me.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, so I've been doing it a long time, so, yeah, I understand that aspect of it. I didn't want to be a designer. I didn't want to sit at no dang table.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather be out there and getting it.
Yeah, I like making the stuff better than I do drawing it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, different. All right, I got to run here.
All right. Hey, well.
But anyway, yeah, keep in mind, sure. You never know.
All right. Well, JD, do you happen to have an email? I can shoot you over some info.
Oh,
you just keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah. It's JDCRAIN, then there's an E.
Okay.
At PacBell, PacBell, PacBell.net.
PacBell.net. Alrighty. I'll go ahead and shoot you an email, just some highlights of our programs and as well as my contact info in case something comes up.
Okay.
And when's a good time to kind of check back in and just check in on the business?
Oh, I don't know. 4 or 5, 6 months, I suppose.
Okay. Alright. Alright, sounds good. Thanks for your time, JD.